You've been listening to the Stanford Storytelling Project's Valentine's Day special on KZSU 90.1. The last few kisses you heard, bedroom experimentation, wine on the beach, were pretty sensual. But the good thing about having an awkward first kiss is that usually we don't end up with that person forever. That way, it doesn't have to be sensual, romantic, or even remotely enjoyable. For example, I was 4 when I had my first kiss. I was playing cops and robbers with my friend Anton, and at the opportune moment, he handcuffed me to a yellow plastic chair and dealt me a sloppy one on the lips. I remember smelling the Play-Doh on his breath. If you had asked me what I thought love was just after I had been arrested by a 5-year-old version of the man, I probably would have squealed a high-pitched squeal of disgust. Thankfully, I've changed my mind about love as I've gotten older. And as we found out during our day on White Plaza, so has just about everybody else. Sometimes for the better, and often for the worse. Well, everyone else except for one person.
I met a girl in the treetops swaying. She had a name like two birds singing, and we were singing. It used to be I could only write love poems, though I'd only dreamed of everything I said. And then it came, I felt the love of a woman, and for a while there my poetry was lived. I used to think there was only one woman in the world for me, and I'd be her man. But now I know that no one belongs to another, and even true love ends. The face of a woman, it's all in the eyes and in the space of a moment. I've died a thousand times, I just slip away, just slip away, just slip away. Slip away.